Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Three sons and four grandchildren of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh were killed Wednesday in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Israel confirmed the attack, claiming the three sons as part of Hamas's armed wing. Haniyeh is based in Qatar as the face of the group's international diplomacy. Relatives said the children and grandchildren were making a family visit on the first day of the Muslim holiday of Eid. And in national news, President Joe Biden openly criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu again on Wednesday for his military tactics in Gaza.
So I think what he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach. I think it's outrageous that those three vehicles were hit by drones and taken out on a highway where it wasn't like it was along the shore. It wasn't like there was a convoy moving here, et cetera.
Netanyahu has claimed he set a date for an invasion of the border city of Rafah in Gaza, where more than a million Palestinians have sought refuge from Israeli bombing. And on Capitol Hill, right-wing lawmakers blocked a move by House Speaker Mike Johnson to extend the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA, a post-Vietnam War law allowing warrantless wiretapping and searches in alleged espionage cases. Considered progressive in its time as an answer to black bag operations ordered by former President Richard Nixon, it allows a secret court to approve warrants in national security investigations without probable cause of a crime. On Wednesday, FISA was defunded.
The yeas are 193, the nays are 228. The resolution is not adopted.
Before the vote, Speaker Johnson parried questions that he had succumbed to pressure from Trump.
President Trump used the intel from this program to kill terrorists. And we have to kill the abuses so that we can do both of those things and continue. And that's what this bill does.
In 2019, the FISA court ruled the FBI provided false information in an application for a FISA warrant targeting an associate of former President Donald Trump. In local news, on Tuesday, Mayor Eric Adams acknowledged he knows Dana Rashlin, a prominent Brooklyn activist who sued several top NYPD officials for circulating false information to discredit her allegation of a sexual assault involving the NYPD in 2017.
I've known Dana from back in days in state senate, right? If you would speak to her, she would probably tell you how forward-thinking I was around these reforms.
A lawsuit filed by Rashlin names Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry and Chief of Patrol John Schell, as well as current and previous commissioners. Mayor Adams was asked Tuesday if he still supports those officers.
I know these officers and individuals you mentioned, the men and women, have done an amazing job of driving down crime, keeping our city safe, and doing it in a safe environment.
In another case involving the mayor, the New York Times reported last week the FBI has evidence the president of Turkish Airlines and an advisor to Mayor Adams upgraded several flights for the mayor at a time he was meeting with representatives from the Turkish airline. Asked about the report, the mayor was coy.
Let it take its process, you know, and after the process conclude and a matter of government, you're going to be able to read everything in my book.
WBAI spoke Wednesday with public advocate Jumani Williams about the mayor's problems.
There's a lot of things going on. Obviously, the things that you hear accusations are concerning. I try to focus on, we definitely have some policy differences, and that's what I try to focus on to make sure that the city is moving in the right direction.
Does it get to a point where these kind of things become overshadow the policy questions? They become the headlines in newspapers.
That's the concern that folks have, and it remains to be seen how the person responds.
Sunday marks 5 years since the killing by police of a young gay man, Kawasaki Trawick, in his own home as he was cooking dinner. The officers, Brendan Thompson and Herbert Davis, were caught on video breaking down Trawick's door and shooting him. The entire incident lasted 112 seconds. Last year, the CCRB recommended both officers be fired. The city has yet to respond. The director of the Justice Committee is Loida Colon.
Mayor Eric Adams and Police Commissioner Caban need to stop obstructing justice. Stop the delay, stop the tricks, stop the lies. Because New Yorkers deserve better, and New Yorkers who call for help deserve help, not armed cops who kill them in 112 seconds.
Public advocate Jumani Williams has been following the case. He says the fire department showed up to find Kawasaki locked out of his apartment.
One saw Kawasaki with a knife outside of his apartment in the hallway. He wasn't killed. Another broke into his apartment saw him with a knife in his kitchen cooking and shot him to death.
Paul DiRienzo, New York.